He was the man who brought classical music to Boston's neighborhoods and conducted free concerts on the Esplanade. Charles Ansbacher, the founder of the Boston Landmarks Orchestra, died yesterday at his home in Cambridge. The cause was a brain tumor. Maestro Ansbacher's great passion when he arrived in Boston in the late 1990s was to bring the joys of live orchestral music to audiences that usually had little access to concert halls or summer music festivals. He spoke with Radio Boston in July, just as he was preparing to launch what would turn out to be his final season.
Most of the people growing up in Boston today don't have the privileges, certainly that I was brought up with, that expose them in one way or another to what generically we could call classical music or serious music. And so it seemed to me that we could help preserve that Boston tradition if we went to a pattern of offering high-quality orchestral music in a setting that was inviting to families.
This past summer, Ansbacher's orchestra performed at Fenway Park, making it the first symphony orchestra to ever do so. But Ansbacher also conducted all over the world. He was especially drawn to performing in war-torn societies such as Bosnia, where he believed music had the power to heal. President Bill Clinton called Ansbacher the unofficial ambassador of America's music. A spokesperson for the Boston Landmarks Orchestra says the group will continue its work and appoint a new conductor. Charles Ansbacher was 67 years old and is survived by his wife, Swanee Hunt, who is a former ambassador to Austria, as well as by his three children and three grandchildren. Coming up on WBUR's All Things Considered, a musician and close friend of Charles Ansbacher reflects on the conductor's legacy as creator of the Boston Landmarks Orchestra. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.